what worship is, based on what somebody else is doing. But I saw that when I saw the title, it said, "I don't understand worship." So I thought, well, now that's interesting. And then these are some comments that he said. And this is what he said. Corporate worship songs are nice, but sometimes they seem to function more as a to-do item in a church service order, or perhaps something we do to cultivate community instead of something designed to help us nurture our real-time personal connection with God. Worship is not something that, you know, well, we get in there, we're going to sing a few songs, and then pastor's going to preach. Now, I grew up thinking that's what I thought worship was. We'd have an opening song and a prayer and a scripture, and then we'd do another hymn and da-da-da. And that was worship service. And it was right in the bulletin. But now, sometimes church seems to be more about entertainment. See, you can go to the other extreme and feel like if you don't have everything up front and if you don't have 10 instruments up here and if you don't have 15 people up here on the praise and worship team, or if you don't have 500 people out here in the audience, that you can't participate in worship. Or maybe it's a social club where we eat good food, sing nice songs, and hang out in our own little religious bubbles. Other times it seems to be mostly about finding ways to reach the marginalized, the lost, and the poor, which it's not bad at all. Yet, you were hoping it was possibly, maybe, hopefully going to involve you growing a little bit or even a lot of bit in your life with God. Could be, not sure. Maybe that's not the point at all. But could there be more to church, to God, to singing, to worship? Could I actually come to know God and as a close friend, to be with him every day? In a way that isn't about crossing off the religious duty item on my checklist. Well, we sang 3 songs this morning. Yep, fast one, slow one, blah, blah. I know if he can do this work in me, he will do it in you. He can rekindle your lost hope once again. The hope and the means, along with every individual on the planet, to entertain an authentic personal connection with God, a growing connection, a passionate connection, a daily connection. Awakened worship isn't about songs or goosebumps. It's not about church growth or Sundays. It's not about trendy courses or time-tested hymns. It's about love. It's about friendship with God. Worship is about God. It is to God, but it's for us. It is Him we're after. And why do I say that, worship? You know, it doesn't matter. But if we come in here with the attitude and the saying, I'm going to connect with God this morning. I've already been in touch with him. But I'm going to connect with God, as Ricardo says, put on a smiling face while you're doing it. Then it doesn't matter if we sing the songs that they sang 50 years ago. But if in those songs, the words in those songs are lifting us up to him, and I'm connecting with God because of what that song's saying, then guess what that is? That's worship. Now, and this morning, as we worship and as Pastor Shirley prays and we share whatever, I want you to think about that. You know, whether it's Ricardo leading or Kenzie leading or whoever else is singing or whatever, am I connecting to God through this? You can read all kinds of articles. You can agree with them, or you can say, that's just a bunch of weeds. But I heard another worship leader say one time, well, all of our songs are current. We never sing an old song. I'm going, so you throw out everything that you've learned through the years, all those anointed songs that touched you and lifted you to God just because they're not new? I don't think so. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to hear what's going on today and learn a new one, because it'll help me in another area of my life and it bring me to a different level and a different place. So worship, and I think a church needs to have a song that touches every generation. Hymns. You grew up on hymns? Amazing Grace touches every generation. Or I know we used to sing that in Hear the Blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavenly burden, come to me and rest. Laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring your cares to Jesus, he will. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. You remember singing that, Mr. Sam? I didn't even know what he was talking about. But did you hear what I just said? He was an invitation today to worship, to bring him everything. Come unto me. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. Oh, I am meek and lowly. Come, I just lost it because I got to thinking. You can't think when you're sick. But do you hear what those words are saying? Now, that was the generation Mr. Sam grew up and I grew up. And that song spoke to us. I didn't know what those words meant, but boy, I mean them now. So every song we do, when you come in here, and if you've got your attitude right and your heart right, and you say, you know what, I'm just going to connect with God today. I've already talked to him, and I'm going to connect with my fellow believers, and we're going to get in touch with God, and he's going to move in this place today. Amen. Enough said.
Let me have your hand out. Praise the Lord. I just want to call your attention also to the article about guarding your heart today. Some people says, well, how do we do that? Well, if you want to know how to guard your heart, get that and read it. Amen. We have to take some responsibility for our own lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, since Laverne talked about that, I'd already had some scriptures this morning on praise. So we're just going to be reading some scriptures out of Psalms, some verses talking about praise. So stand to your feet this morning. We're going to take some scriptures out of 147, 148, 149, 150. Just go through and read some things about praise. Amen. How good. The starts out verse 1. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up his sons and daughters. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. This is who we're praising to, okay? He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord satisfies the humble and casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds, supplies the earth with rain, makes grass grow on the hill, provides food for the cattle, for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of a horse, nor his delight in the legs of a man. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who puts their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, all you people, for he strengthened the bars of your gates. Blesses people blesses your people within you. Grants the peace to your brothers and satisfy you with the finest of wheat. That's the blessings of the Lord. Amen. And Psalms 148, some of this says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all angels. Praise him, all heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun, moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. So if all these things here that he created is praising him, why we not his sons and daughters praise him? Amen. Praise him, sun, moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heaven and waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded and they were created. He set them in place forever and ever. Now if the Lord established the creation and set them in place, well, they cannot be moved and not changed. Why can't he do that for us? Amen. Praise the Lord from the earth and great sea creatures and all oceans, lightning and all these things, mountains and hills and fruit trees and cedars, talk about praising the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. Let us rejoice in our Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing. It's all right to dance in the house of the Lord. The enemy's just stole some things and perverted it. Amen. But we got the first dance. Amen. So it's okay to dance in the house of the Lord. Amen. And make music to him with tambourine and harp, for the Lord takes delight in his people. There's a scripture in Zephaniah that says the Lord dances over his people with joy. Amen. The Lord is dancing over you with joy. When he looks at you this morning, he just gets a big old smile on his face. He sees nothing imperfect about you. He sees nothing dirty or unclean about you. To him, you're the most beautiful thing that he has ever created. Amen. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with salvation. Let the saints rejoice in his honor and sing for joy. May the praise of God be in our mouths and a double-edged sword in our hands. It goes on to say, praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet, with the harp, the lyre. Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with strings and flute. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
hallelujah.
That's the God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Woo,
amen.
I just want to tell you.
Hallelujah.
God
amen.
Is good. Amen.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
All the time, God is good.
Amen.
Yes, I come Woo. In here this morning and I looked at a few people and they were standing there just like they lost their best buddy. Well, they did. Oh, we can't have that. No.
Amen.
You are in the house of God. Amen. Amen. You need to come in here with a smile on your face. You need to know who you're serving. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But you know what? It's all good.
Amen.
No matter what we're going through, God's got your back.
Amen.
No matter what we're going through, God is walking with Amen. You through it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
The God we serve is an awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, hold on here.
I wanted to give a praise report. My sister Sand, she's been in the hospital since Sunday night, and she's been diabetic for a very long time. They were going to Wednesday talk about putting her on dialysis, and so we prayed or whatever. Her numbers came down. She is not on dialysis, and she's probably coming home today.
Amen.
We're checking on it.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We went to Amen. See Sandy on Thursday. And the words out of her mouth that they said was, somebody's looking out for you or something like that. Because they had her scheduled for dialysis. And her labs came down and she said the statement they made was, somebody's looking out for you or something like that. So, hey, guess what? Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Prayer works.
You know, and I bet when whoever was praying these prayers over this lady, expected to a good outcome. Amen.
Amen.
You know, that's one thing we got to do. We got to send it up and expect to get a good report. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. You know,
thank you, Jesus.
We're so blessed.
Amen.
Let me say this again. We're so blessed.
Yes.
You know, I get to go, let me repeat this. I get to go to a lot of churches, and it's not like this. You know, it's all by the book. You know, you got to come in here and you got to sit and be real still first. And you can't praise the Lord. You can't stick your hand up. You can't say amen too loud.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't the God I serve.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That's not him. I know that grammar's not correct, but that ain't the God I serve.
Yes.
The God I serve wants you to be a little bit radical. Amen. Because if we don't let that light shine through us, how are we going to attract anything to us? Amen. But anyway, the God I serve is an awesome God. Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, go ahead.
Glory.
Good deal.
Hallelujah.
your favor come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are, dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow.
Hey, let's do the first part of that again, right here.
Say, oh dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are. Dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow and be by your side forevermore. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God. Tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours.
Yeah.
Do your will.
Yeah.
Have your way. Be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will climb this mountain. And I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore. And I will climb this mountain. And I step off the shore. And I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord God forevermore. Hallelujah.
Just thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord.
You know, we were talking about old things, omitting some of the old songs that you grew up listening to. Well, those old songs are primarily driven from the Word of God. You don't get much older than the Word. Amen. That's 2,000 years old. Some of these songs are not quite that old. But why do we need to forget where we come from?
That's right.
Why do we need to forget what made us who we are?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I tell you what, you know, I don't get me wrong, I love some of this new stuff that's out here. But you can't beat the basics. You know what I'm saying? You can't beat the Word. Some of these people, that's all they had when they wrote this music.
Amen.
Is hope.
Amen.
They had hope. And they was reaching for God.
Amen. Come on.
And he was instilling in them what to put down. That's just like the writers of the book.
Amen.
Could you imagine being in Paul's shoes and then all of a sudden one day you're cornered by the Lord and said, you're going to do this for me and you're going to do that for me? But God, look what I've done to your people. You know, look how many people I have just flat out murdered just because they're Christians. But you want me to be... Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's power.
Amen.
Just real quick, you were talking about why do we need to forget where we come from. Those that forget history are doomed to repeat it. And there's a whole lot of stuff
that's
that
right.
People don't want to repeat
that's
because
right.
They don't remember when they came from.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. So you know what? Brother Cole? I think about where I come from, and that's why I smile, because I know what I made it from. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know what I come out of. That's how we learn. And the God I serve brought me out of it. He brought me out of that. I gave my life to Him, and He puts life in me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead, guys.
Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh, God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step you lead me. And I will follow you all of my days. Oh God, you are my God. And I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning. I will learn to walk in your way. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. I will follow you all of my days. Follow you all of my days. Amen. where forever we will sing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Church this morning, I was expecting to get my praise on. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
That's
yes,
exactly
amen.
Right. I'll sit up and watch football all night long. I can yell and scream at the TV. You know, I can come in the house of God and get my yell on as well. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, it's awesome to be in a place where that you can worship freely.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I
amen. Come on.
Have this taken away from you. See how you like it. Try that on for size. You know.
You're right.
Let's just put it out there the way it is. You know, when you go and you have to sit under a piece of paper that says, you do this next, and you do this next, and you do this next. I'm not saying it's wrong, but where's the freedom in that? Where is your freedom at? And I think that you need to express yourself in God the way He would want you
Amen.
To.
Amen. Absolutely.
If you feel like get up shouting and getting your praise on, I think you ought to be able to do that without being looked upon
yes.
negatively.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yes,
get
yes.
your praise on. Because, I mean, you. Woo! I love the Lord. Amen. Let's just go
Amen.
Right there. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, praise ma'am. God. Hold on. Hold on.
Last Sunday, we made declarations on things that we were wanted to see Amen. Done. And one of mine was I declared that my brother would recover from the hurricane that hit him. And last Sunday when I said that, he was completely isolated in his community, and the only way they could get anything in was through helicopter. There was absolutely no way in any other way. They couldn't go by water because the dam had broke and the lake was completely gone. They couldn't go by road because that when the dam broke, it washed away chunks and miles of roadway. And him and his wife and daughter were separated. They didn't know what kind of home they were going to go back to. His business was had been washed away. I mean, that's why it was last Sunday when I made that declaration. Wednesday, my sister-in-law, she hung in there, but she called us Wednesday morning, all me and my two sisters, and we call ourselves the sisters. And she said, sisters, pray. I haven't heard from Walter for 13 hours, and I don't really know what's going on. I don't know what we're going to go back to. And she was getting discouraged. And she needed someone to pray and hold up her arms. By the next morning, I'm going to say 4 or 5 hours at the most, she starts texting us, God is showing up today.
Amen.
And he is
Amen.
Showing up in a big Amen. Way. And this Amen. All happened Wednesday. They got a gravel road dug through the night with a bulldozer, and somebody donated a load of gravel. One road in, but at least he could get out to go get gas and medicine and things that was needed.
Right.
They were restricting what could go in and out, but at least there was a way out by land. She decided she was going to go back and try to meet him. So her and Hannah take off. They wind up getting together. They are now together, the three of them. They have no idea where they're going to go. Still no electricity where they're at. First floor of their house is muddy, 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 but it's still standing. Several of the other houses were completely washed away by the dam. But because the dam broke, their house was saved. Their landlord told them, we're not going to charge you any rent until January. So that you can have time to clean up the house.
Right.
His boss, who owns, or not the boss, the owner of all these hardware stores in North Carolina, where my brother manages one of them, said to him, you will not lose a paycheck. We're going to continue to pay you.
Amen.
And we're going to build back your store that was washed away by the flood. And we're going to go ahead and start cleaning it up Thursday. But don't you worry about coming in till you take care of you and your family. And by the way, where are you going to live? And they said, we don't know. God will provide. He said, I have a beautiful beachfront house in Ocean Isles. And he said, stay in it as long as you want to, rent free. My sister-in-law's boss, she does remote billing. She needed Wi-Fi and stuff. Well, this place has it. She said, you're not going to lose any money. We're going to keep paying you.
Amen.
I mean,
amen.
And they're together.
Amen.
And it all happened within a span of 24 hours.
Amen.
That everything that looked like it wasn't going to work, they have a lot of work in front of them. But do you know what my brother said? The most important thing when they got together was, he said, my family is safe and together.
Amen.
And I get to take a shower.
Praise God.
And that's what he thanked God for. But it all happened in 1 hour. And I want to just praise God. And you know what it taught me, Sister Shirley? Start declaring.
Amen.
When you pray, then you start declaring
right.
what is going right. to happen.
Right.
You put it out there in the atmosphere. You don't lose sight of it, and it will happen.
Amen.
Amen.
You got it.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Ain't that awesome?
Amen.
Amen.
That might be a big
Amen.
Thing to you,
Amen.
But that's a big thing to that family. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God. The God I serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
He is. He
Amen.
Really is. He opened such a big door that you know, you could drive your car in there. You know?
Amen.
Oh, okay. It's all good. I mean, you know, we sit around and can frown and complain about all these little things that never get handled. But turn around and look behind you what all that has got handled. Amen. Oh, God is good. Hallelujah. It's time to take our offering up. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Danny, could you get your ushers to come forth? Dad, would you pray over the offering today, please?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the testimonies of people that have experienced your power and your love.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done to bless us and to lift us up, Lord God, and
Amen.
Seat us in heavenly places
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity to give. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing everyone that's part of this ministry.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, for putting things into their hands that they never, ever expected
Amen.
Or thought of. I know they're trusting you to take care of them, but it's going to be even above and beyond what we ask or think. And Lord God, I thank you for blessing each one as they give this morning. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing the offering and meeting all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord God, from the bottom of our hearts. In Jesus' name,
amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
For eternity, God is. word, you fill the heavens, and your name will be praised through all the world. God is great, sing his praise, all the earth and all the heavens, and you're living for the glory of your name, the glory of your name.
This next song, Brother Bob, will you answer a question for me? Will you answer a question for me, please? When you go and when you play at these churches, and I know most time your music is on a classical level, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. Well, tell me just the pieces that you do. What is the ages on those? What are the ages? I'm just curious. Imagine that. Oh, wait a minute. I love history. That's good stuff. Here you go.
In the classical world, Bach is known as the fifth apostle because he set so much scripture to work to music. And when you listen to his music, of course, it's in German. And, of course, a lot of people say that, well, I don't understand that. But if you listen to this piece, you know, the Lutheran church services were 4 to 4.5 hours long every Sunday. And he wrote music. He would write a prelude for the organ that's going to be based on the scripture topic that the pastor had told him. And the prelude would be on the tune that the hymn is based on. That a lot of times it'd be a tune by Martin Luther King. And so he would write the prelude for the organ. Then the choir would come in, and he would have about a half an hour to 35-minute piece written on that tune by the choir, all using the scriptures over and over, with solos, with choruses. And then, of course, there would be other music, but everything would be geared to that word. So before the congregation even heard the scripture, they had heard that word in several different guises, several tunes that would be taken home with them. And so, you know, as you study the music of Bach, I begin to realize that because he worshiped and loved the Lord so much, that anointing, that word grew in him. And that's why he could do all this stuff and train all this and write all this over and over. And so I'll play a lot of, you know, sometimes I'll play a few pieces by Bach and point out something. But his music is still, you know, it's all about worship. Yeah. Even the instrumental pieces he writes, because he'll sometimes base those on the cantata stuff that he wrote. And there's probably 100 cantatas he wrote that are lost.
Wow.
And that's just one of the pieces I play. But a lot of the classical composers, of course, in college they didn't bring that out. A lot of the classical composers had had a theological understanding much deeper than we give them credit for, because they realized where music came from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, but one more thing. If I'm not mistaken, was he blind or deaf?
Oh.
Okay. I knew one of them, and there's a... Okay, I knew it was one or the other. One was blind, the other was deaf. I know a little bit about music, just a little bit. But anyway, God is good. Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you for that, Brother Bob. You know, we sometimes when we understand things, the picture is much brighter. Amen. And sometimes when we pray about things, and it might be something we don't need and we don't get it, but one of the days we find out why we didn't get it. Well, I see now why that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was going to be a bad thing for me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, never be afraid to tell your kids no, because Jesus will tell you no if it ain't right. And then we just trudge through the mud to get that, and then you find out the hard way. Bottom line, I know that for a fact, because it happened to me. It happened to me.
Thank you.
The God I serve is an awesome God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Brother Bob, that's right. Uh-oh.
That's
right.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Hallelujah. The reason why I know so much about Bach and Beethoven is because when I was in the band, I played a whole lot of Bach, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, or whatever that name is, a whole bunch of that. It was incorporated. Russian Sailor Dance was one that I know that one of those guys wrote. And we were awesome. We were the only band to plan that. But we were awesome. We were very awesome. But anyway, thank you, Brother Bob. because, you know, I don't know if we've all really sit down while he played, I'm talking about Brother Bob, and watched what he pours in to himself. Yeah. I don't know if you ever pay attention to that, but I do. I see what he pours out of his heart into his fingers. I see where that goes. And by watching him do that, you hear what comes out of that piano. When a man gets up from a piano and the fingertips are bloody, you know he's working. That's a anointing. An anointing. I've seen that. And it just blesses me because we have somebody of that caliber sitting with us. Amen.
Amen.
It's awesome.
Amen.
You know, and let's go a little further. It blesses me because you can walk up to him and say, "Hey, Brother Bob, I got a scene downtown on the square on the back of some kind of a trailer. Would you come and play for me?" And he'll hop right up and come and do it. Yeah, that blesses me too. It sure does. Or you can be 2 hours from a wedding and you need somebody to play a piano. And you can go on his job and, "Hey, Brother Bob, I need you to come and do this for me. Would you have time?" And he'd get up and come and do it. Yeah. That's what you call humble. That's what you call a man knows where he got his talent, and a man knows that he is to use it humbly. And he does.
Amen.
And Brother Bob, amen. I love you, man, because you're awesome. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's an awesome guy. And we have that sitting with us. Amen.
Amen.
And then let's go a little step further. We got two people that started this church, that started it on the Word of God. You know, they didn't get up and say, "Oh, well, you know, I don't want to work no more, so I think I'll go start a church." You know, I don't think that happened at all. But I do think that they followed what they heard God tell them to do. They've been humbled through, you just don't know how humble they are. You have no idea, not unless you live next to them. You see they practice what they preach. You see what I'm saying? Only thing I wish they'd have done different is spank their daughter a little more. Maybe I'd have had a little better life. but all jokes aside, it is so I see why Miriam is the way she is about a lot of things. Because the decisions of how they lived was based on the word, not based on what they thought or what they felt that needed to be done. Now, that may seem odd, but that is the truth. I can say that because I see it. I live next to it. And it's not just one, it's all of them. You know, when you're riding down the road with a couple and a car pulls out in front of you, and the first thing you hear out of their mouth is, "In the name of Jesus," you know, ain't no fingers pointed or none of that stuff. It's "In the name of Jesus," you know. Unreal, unreal. And the more I hung around that, the next thing you know, it rubbed off on me. What do you say to that? The God I serve is an awesome God. No matter what Amen. Channel you learn under or through,
Amen.
It's still from God. Amen. It's okay when we get our praise on in here.
Amen.
It's okay when we come to church and smile. It's okay when we walk in the hand of God and we're happy about it. Amen. It's okay that we are not ashamed of the word. Okay.
Amen.
It's all right to go out here in the street and share what we learn in here with other people.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Of course, now, I don't know nothing about preaching, so let me sit down here and get these last two songs done, and we'll get on with this, okay? The God I serve is an awesome God.
Amen.
The God I serve is a very awesome God. Amen.
You know, as we do this song that we've done about how great is our God, let's get back about the awesomeness of God. We've been studying with Miss Martha on Tuesday night in Revelations that they looked around and they said, "Well, who is worthy to open up the scroll?" And guess who showed up? The Lamb. the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. Amen. Who is worthy to be praised? And all the elders fell down and they worshiped him because he's our great God. Amen. When it all comes down to it, anything that we're doing, and I know Brother Bob feels like this and everybody else, it's because of Jesus Christ and because of the greatness of our God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice. All the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great. How great is our God. Age to God, and all will see how great is our God.
How great is our God, and
he's worthy of all our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God.
You're the name above all names.
Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And all this is true. All this is true about the name of Jesus. But you know what the word says? He placed his word above his name. I read an article this morning that I wanted to throw in the fire. I thought it would be a good one to read. You know how that is. And the guy was saying why everybody was leaving the churches. And he said one thing he said, I was reading it and I was going along pretty good, and then he made this statement. They're leaving the church because they're tired of teachers, of people in the church saying, well, you know what the word says. And I thought, now, wait a minute, bud. They're tired of hearing that you got to go by the Bible. Let's just go by, you know, let's just worship Jesus. And I thought, well, that is in the trash right there. Amen. Glory to God.
It's funny you should mention that, Laverne, because I just saw in the news and stuff. I'm getting older. I watch the news a lot more now. Yeah. But it's nice to see some positive stuff on there. Before Hurricane Florence came through, they showed a Christian school with the kids all gathered in the hallway singing about In the Eye of the Storm and that song. Okay. Now, the people that posted that video just wanted to post it for the school, for the parents that weren't there. They were other places, right. Things like that. Well, 1.3 million people found that inspiring, and it went viral. So people are starved for that message.
They're
looking for it. And people can say, oh, well, that's cute. No, they're starved for that idea and that message, and that did something for that whole state and nationally. Because if you're going to listen to anybody, it's going to end up being your kids.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Glory to God.
You know, and I'll tell you something else, Cole. I'll add to what you just said. I see more and more on TV to where schools are beginning to incorporate prayer and saying their Pledge of Allegiance back into school.
That's good.
You know, I'm going to tell you right now, when I was in school, I had Harry Loy to lift me up by the seat of my pants and set them on fire with the paddle a couple of times. And I needed it every time he did that because I was doing something I hadn't been doing. Don't get me wrong. There's abuse in every situation. But 90% of the time, it's not abuse. It's just discipline. And mom and dad want to make it abuse. Amen?
Amen.
When they took a paddle out of a teacher's hand and they took prayer out of school, it ruined our country.
That's right.
Because 90% of the time, the discipline they got at school or people get at school are the only discipline they ever receive.
Right.
But it's good to know that they're incorporating this back, regardless to what the government may say, or was it the ACLU or something like that?
Yeah.
Regardless to what they think, people see who is still in control, and they are trying to incorporate it. Yes, ma'am, who is?
Two other things. I mean, a thing came up at a school in Georgia. Not going to paddle your children without you knowing, but they sent you home like they do here, an option of what they would want you to do, whether you want them punished or not. That's one thing. But when you go through all these years, it's funny how the discipline went away last 20, 30 years, less and less. Funny how we get 3 shootings at companies because people didn't feel like it. They were mad. And they felt bad, and they're going to go get that guy, and they're going to go shoot them. Wonder where that comes from. You didn't hear about that, and it's not just because it didn't hit the news. That didn't happen in the 50s and the 60s. And stuff. You know, I mean, my father used to talk about in a bad gang fight, they might have a knife. Nobody went and got guns. They got mad. They went out there, and they rolled around. They fought, and they went home. You know, the bad guys have a knife or something. Now you get kids and adults. Well, they made me mad at work. I'm going to go in and I'm going to go off and shoot somebody. And that comes from a lot of things. But, I mean, part of it's in the school because maybe that was the only structure they had.
Yeah, when I grew up, we got into a fight. Well, we fought with our fist. And then, well, we got tired of doing it that day. Well, the next day, if we seen each other, we decided we won't do it again. Well, we do it again. But we were still here to do that. You know, we didn't shoot each other and all this good stuff. But anyway, God is good.
Amen.
And he's still working.
Amen.
Amen.
He's still working on me. You remember that?
Okay.
Watch out now. Hallelujah. That's right. Golly. Oh, I tell you what, when I was listening to them open the service this morning, they was talking about praises and all this good stuff. All those songs that when I first started coming to church here just flooded me, you know. Like, praise him, you heavens and all that's above. That's the main one. I remember that. Golly, you know, I can be working somewhere and I find myself singing a lot of this stuff that I first learned. Like, all things are possible. You know, matter of fact, that was playing the morning I walked in the door.
That's right. That's
oh,
right.
I remember
you
that.
You were singing that when you came through the
yes,
door.
Ma'am, I remember that. See, that's good stuff. That's good stuff. You know, if we let our light shine through what we learn, you don't have to say too much to people that don't know the Lord, because that light will be so strong, our curiosity will take over. Mm-hmm. What does he have that just make him be who he is, or her who she is? And with that being said, they'll get the courage to walk up and ask you, what do you have? What is it about you that no matter what you're going through, you're happy about it? I had that asked me one time in jail. And guess what? I led that young man to the Lord.
Amen.
Because he wanted what I had. Now, I don't know what happened after that because we soon parted ways, but I know those 2 weeks that I was left in there, he was reading his Bible and he was into what God was doing. Hmm. So, believe me, it's well worth your time to sit here on Sunday morning, get your praise on, and go out of here full of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, Kenzie.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your praise? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with you, knowing you'll see me through, and sing the songs you give. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my step and I fall down again. I can sing 'cause you pick me up, sing 'cause you're there. I can sing 'cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the
up the road. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it breaks my heart. I am loved by the King, and it breaks my heart. I am loved by the King, and it breaks my heart. Want to sing. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Praise
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You know what, Nana?
Hallelujah.
You taught me a song. It went something like this. I think it goes like, when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well. How about your soul? Is it well
Amen.
This morning?
Thank
oh, hallelujah. Come on, Shirley.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo. Hallelujah.
Pastor's preaching today.
Yeah, we dismissed classes.
Classes
Amen.
May be dismissed.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.